Some minor party leaders are calling for an overhaul of Australia's Senate preferencing system. The deadline for political parties to get their Senate preferences deals lodged with the Australian Electoral Commission was Saturday, but that hasn't stopped a furious debate over preferences, as Will Ockenden reports.
Mishaps or skullduggery. In politics, it's often hard to work out, especially when it comes to backroom preference deals in the race for a Senate seat. Australian voters can either vote above or below the line. Most voters take the simpler above-the-line option, which leaves it up to the political party of choice to direct where the preferences go. That means preference deals, which are essential for minor parties if they've got any chance of election. But with deals comes disagreement, and it seems this election is no exception. A News Limited paper is reporting concern in Labor circles over its preference deal with the Greens. In the Senate, Labor is preferencing the Greens in all states except for Queensland, where votes will flow towards Katter's Australian Party. But the Treasurer, Chris Bowen, says he's unaware of any anger.
You see arrangements made on preferences between political parties at the administrative and organisational level at every election. Of course, there'll always be people in all parties with different views about how it should happen, but that's not been raised with me at all.
Opposition leader Tony Abbott was also defending the Liberals' preferences. Last week, he said he'd preference the Greens last in all 150 lower house seats, but didn't say what the coalition would do in the Senate. That hasn't stopped the government criticising Mr Abbott for having a bet both ways, as it's not as clear-cut in the Senate. Mr Abbott says he's preferenced the Greens over some, quote, racist parties.
Everywhere, no exceptions, the Greens are behind the Labor Party because they are economic fringe dwellers.
The Greens don't seem too worried. The party has three senators up for election, one in Tasmania, one in South Australia and one in Western Australia. The Greens are hopeful of an elected Tasmanian senator and a re-elected Western Australian senator. But they are worried about Sarah Hanson-Young's chances in South Australia.
My Senate race was going to be a tough one. My Senate seat will come down to either being held by the Greens or taken by Tony Abbott's Liberal Party.
That is in part due to Senator Nick Xenophon, who himself is up for re-election. He shunned the Greens and has directed his preferences elsewhere.
What I did was to reflect the wishes of the overwhelming majority of my supporters, and that was to equally preference the Coalition and the Labor Party.
But there is anger within the Greens about the WikiLeaks Party's Senate ticket, which in New South Wales directs preferences away from them towards the right-wing Shooters and Fishers Party and the Nationalist Australia First Party. One Greens campaigner has told The World Today that it's a shocking decision, and the Greens should be entitled to support from WikiLeaks due to their support of Julian Assange. WikiLeaks says it was an administrative error, but declined an interview request. And in Victoria, there are threats of legal action over what's been called a preference deal gone wrong. Robbie Swan is from the Australian Sex Party.
We did a preference swap with the Liberal Democratic Party and four other parties that were controlled by them. But at the end of the day, we did all the preferencing. We held to our end of the deal with the LDP. However, when it came time, the LDP failed to lodge in Victoria, and so did the other parties that they control. Probably have seen Fiona Patten elected to the Senate in Victoria. That should be honoured in some way. That deal should be allowed to be honoured.
The Australian Electoral Commission has confirmed that the parties didn't lodge their ticket by the legislated Saturday deadline. It means they're effectively wiped themselves out of the race, as now you can't vote for those parties above the line.
It is politics that the system allows it, but the system is corrupt. I mean, the system shouldn't allow for someone to make an arrangement and then not be able to fulfil it.
A spokesman for the Liberal Democratic Party says it wasn't intentional and the party ran out of time in the rush to meet the Saturday deadline.
Will Ockenden reporting.